Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving. Pulls off. Jump shot. It's good! It's good! With 0.3 seconds remaining. Timeout, OKC. Tyrese Halliburton does it again.
I have heard that call a few times now. It's just unbelievable. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with the morning shift. Bo, Ali Mack, Mark Zinno filling in for Mike today. Thank you for being here, Mark.
I still don't like the Pacers.
Like them because they beat the Knicks.
Yeah, that's part of it. I don't like this Pacers team. I don't like them.
Why? Tell me why. You can't just say you don't like them. You have to tell me why.
No, I can have an emotion and not have any validity behind it.
That's not true, Mark.
Emotions aren't facts, so therefore his reasoning there is correct.
I don't like them because I mean they don't do anything particularly well other than shoot.
Well, apparently they win well.
Well,
because they've made it to the NBA Finals in their game.
And they keep beating better teams than them, and that's also irritating. I don't like it when lesser teams beat better teams.
I think better than the Knicks.
No, the Knicks are by far a more talented team than the Pacers.
Oh, really? Well, how'd that work out for them? If Karl Anthony Towns would play some defense, but I mean, you know, he's pretty zesty, so.
Well, last night, Tyrese Halliburton shot a three-pointer with 0.3 seconds to go, pulled the Pacers ahead of the Thunder, final score 111-110. I feel like nobody saw this coming. Here is SGA, though, talking about how they just have to take this game and treat it like any other game.
As much as we can, we just got to treat it like every other game. Every other situation we've been in, yes, we haven't been in this situation, but it doesn't mean our character has to change or what we did last time. It's still basketball. It's still the game of basketball that we grew up playing. The rules don't change just because we're in the finals. So it's like we've been in a situation before. In the other situation, we handled it well. We were better for game two, and that's the goal.
But with a loss like that, you have to change some things up. I would think you would go into game two a little differently, wouldn't you?
I mean, look. They shot 39% from the field, which I think is their third or fourth lowest of any game this year. They had a bad night. I mean, they were up at half by 12.
Mm-hmm.
They were outshot by the Pacers from the field and from three in the first half. The Pacers just had 18 turnovers and had about 20 less attempts from the field in the first half, which is why they were trailing by as much as they did. It came home to roost later on in the game. And I will give this much credit to the Pacers, Bo. I mean, you know, they stay in it. They often don't fold the hand. I mean, when they went down 15, a lot of teams would have folded the hand at that point in time with 9.5 left. And, you know, they stayed in. They fought, combined with 4-for-16 from Oklahoma City down the stretch, and they steal a win that was more improbable than anything I can remember in a while.
Yeah, it's kind of like both teams played tight, huh? You know, you can – You look at the stats, and you would probably have thought it was a close game all the way through, but it wasn't. And the reason it wasn't is because the Pacers turned the ball over 25 times, 19 times in the first half. And That really allowed Oklahoma City to build that big lead. And then they seemingly tightened up late. So it's just, I mean, it was almost one of those games of who played tighter. And at the end of the day, when it mattered the most, which was the fourth quarter, with apparently after the 9 minute, you know, with 9 minutes and 42 seconds left, when it was a 15-point lead, the Thunder tightened up. And I guess that was the moment that the Pacers loosened up just a bit, because they stopped turning it over so much. And, you know, like I think Dylan said, Dylan, what'd you tell us earlier? Six guys for the Pacers in double figures?
Yeah, six of them. And I want to ask y'all a question real quick, too, because this is an observation I made towards the end of the game last night. And that more I've thought about it, I feel like this could have been a thing. And I want to ask y'all if y'all think I'm on the right track here. Do you possibly think, because we know how young this Thunder team is, and they've been poised throughout this entire playoffs, but also, too, if you look at some of their wins, yes, they've won some tight games, but they've also had a lot of blowouts, too. So with them all being their first time in the NBA Finals, them blowing that lead, like you said, Bo, and I agree with you, getting tight down the stretch, and we know Indiana's been in a lot of close games. I mean, heck, Tyrese Halliburton has darn near four go-ahead shots and game winners in this playoffs alone. So do you think the inexperience of OKC in the finals and being in a close game in the finals, while Indiana has had plenty of close games this postseason, do you think that hurt? Do you think OKC's inexperience hurt them at all down the stretch in this game?
No. They have the same amount of experience in the finals as the Pacers do. I mean,
but the Pacers have been in more close games, I feel like.
Well, that's
but it wasn't a close game
until
they let it be.
There were two close games against Memphis. Yeah. They lost three games against Denver. I mean, I don't think it was a matter of choking. Again, it took the including playoffs. So you take 82 regular season games and 17 postseason games. This was the fifth worst shooting performance of the entire season, and they still only lost the game by a point. It's not like they got blown out. It's not like, you know, their fifth worst shooting performance of the year put them in a game where they were trailing the whole way, and they were leading until Halliburton made that shot for every moment of the game. Well, so that's why this is so improbable. They are such a tough team to beat, no matter how bad they play.
But Mark, that's why this series is going to be on what the adjustment that needs to be made is. What team is going to take a deep breath and relax? Because neither team played. That was bad basketball last night. Sorry, but turning the ball, one team turning the ball over 25 times and winning only because the other team couldn't, you know, had a really, really poor shooting night. That's not good basketball. That's two teams that didn't play very. They didn't. Neither team played their best game last night. Indiana. Maybe because they have played more close games, to Dylan's point, maybe that helped them a little bit. But I think it's just you were there and you have a clutch player, but neither team played near where they're worth. If Oklahoma City comes out and plays to their ability, I do think this is a series that they can win. How many games it goes, I don't know, but I do think they should win the series.
Still can't believe that Halliburton take that shot. I just like you should have just been screaming. Guard nine, like not him, anybody but him. I'll let anybody else beat me but him.
Well, the saga continues. Game two is Sunday in OKC. We'll see how the madness continues on. We also have a wake-up call coming up in a few minutes, right at 8 o'clock. We want to hear how you're feeling about the Braves. We also want to know about how you feel about Mark's hot take today. What was more improbable, Braves losing or Pacers winning last night? Can you give yourself your own nickname? I'm also curious about this because there was a heated debate earlier today between Mark and Bo, who called himself Big Papa Squid, and Mark exclaims, "You cannot give yourself your own nickname."
You know, the fighting Iowa State Cyclone, just like Tyrese Halliburton, also straightened Mark out and told him that he was the first to call me Papa Squid. So, just put Big in front of it.
We will take your calls momentarily on this topic and the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Right now, we got to handle some serious business. Yes, it is time for Fair or Foul Friday. I am stepping in for Mike today. Fair or Foul Friday is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Mark, I'm sure you know how this works. I'm going to give you a scenario. Mm-hmm. You tell me whether it's fair or foul.
Okay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on
Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, fair or foul. I'm going to apologize in advance to Dylan on this one. Fair or foul.
Uh-oh.
Brian Snicker will be removed as Braves manager before Dylan fixes his car. Mark, have you seen his car?
How bad is his car?
I'll send you a picture, Mark.
Front bumper all duct tape. Yeah.
I will say that is foul. Brian Snicker's not going anywhere. Brian Snicker will retire before he gets fired.
Well, that's why I think it's fair, because I think Brian Snicker will retire at the end of the year, which will be right around the 1st of October, or maybe if miracles do happen, maybe later, but I would say at least in October. I don't think Dylan's going to have that car fixed before next summer. It's not that I don't think it's in the budget.
Dude.
I just don't think he cares.
Dude, you have electrical tape on your car.
How long has that been there? When did the accident happen?
November of last year.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Dude. No. Yeah, it was November last year, I believe.
Is it purely cosmetic? Is it still safe to drive?
Oh, yeah, it's very safe to drive.
Okay,
yeah.
It's cosmetic.
Yeah, it's
well,
just
safe
it's
by
all
the fact
just
it's got four wheels and a steering wheel. Yeah.
No, nothing's damaged. The radiator turned out just fine. Everything's fine.
Well, the radiator doesn't make it safe. It makes it drivable.
Well, yeah, it's still safe. Yeah.
Moving on, fair or foul, Seinfeld stands the test of time more so than Friends. Bo, you go first on this one.
What are you hesitating for?
Do not interrupt me.
I'm not interrupting you. I'm yelling.
Do not
at you.
Interrupt
There's a difference.
Me, Mark. Do not. I think it's almost foul. I don't think either one of them necessarily held the tail of time, because every Seinfeld episode
what?
That happens.
Get out.
Had technology. Hold on. First off, I love both of them, and I still watch them. But if you hold them up to today's world, they both – technology changes everything about these shows, because there's a lot of things that happen in these shows that if you had the technology like a cell phone and stuff or an iPad or whatever that or Twitter or whatever, it wouldn't happen.
Yeah, Rachel would just text, I got off the plane.
Yeah. Exactly. Did you get off the plane? I mean, in Seinfeld episode – there used to be, I don't know if it's still active, but there used to be a Twitter account that would tweet if this was a Seinfeld episode in today's world or a Seinfeld episode with today's technology, and it was phenomenal. Both of them hold up when you watch them because they are still really funny. But if you put technology, if you want to add technology in, they don't necessarily hold the water they used to. I mean, the guy would never miss the race these days. Oversleep his alarm. Like, you don't set the alarm, the power goes off. Your cell phone is an alarm these days. That guy that stayed in Jerry's apartment would have never missed that marathon, Mark.
Welcome to Movie Phone. Using your Touchstone keypad, please tell me the name of the movie you'd like to see.
So good.
So good.
I mean, come on. Why don't you just tell me the name of the movie you'd like to see?
Is this Kramer?
Yes. come on. Seinfeld... Here's the thing. I think you're looking at it through the wrong prism. You're looking at it from an episode standpoint. I look at it from a character standpoint. the characters on Seinfeld will live in infamy forever. They are irreplaceable. They stand the test of time. You've heard me say this a million times over. Doesn't matter whether you're black, white, male, female. Well, maybe not so much female, but doesn't matter if you're black, white, you know, religion, creed, race, whatever. Every man has a bit of George Costanza in him. Every man has a bit of George Costanza in him. He is the most relatable character probably in the history of television.
And can I say, like I agree. I've watched both of them still to this day. Like, yeah. I'll watch. There's an episode. But literally, I mean, Larry David just redid Seinfeld on Curb. He made it. He changed it some, but it's essentially he is George Costanza. So
fair or foul, Kirk Cousins will remain the Falcons' backup QB the entire season.
I mean, the whole situation is foul, but I think your assessment is fair. I mean, does that make sense? Can I say it that way?
That makes sense.
I mean, I think they should move on from him. I have said that from the minute it went down the way it did. Cut bait, move on. They are not going to because they are being hard-headed.
Bo?
I think it's fair. I think he will be there. There's a chance, but as it sits right now, yeah.
All right. We got about 30 seconds for each of you on this last one. Fair or foul, special sauce on a Big Mac is just Thousand Island dressing. Bo, you start this one.
It's fair. That's what it is, okay? The whole basis of it is there's like one different ingredient. Like one tiny, you read the different, it's one tiny little different ingredient that changes the whole thing. It's absolutely fair. I don't even care what the angry man sitting next to you says, Allie.
I don't think you should talk about Dylan that way, but that's the humor there. I haven't had a Big Mac in probably 25 years, but I would say it's fair.
It's the same thing. It's basically the same thing. All right. Well, good job to you both. You got to love a nice, hearty debate. On the other side of the break, we are up against it right now. We've got the wake-up call. We want to know how you're feeling about the Braves at this point. It was really kind of a gut punch yesterday. But was the Pacers' win as more improbable or as improbable as the Braves losing yesterday? Also, can you give yourself a nickname? George Costanza tried to do it in Seinfeld and ended up with the nickname Coco. So it didn't work out with rather than T-Bone, poor guy. You can call us now. Dylan will get you on the line with us. 404-726-0929. Also find us on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. That's the wake-up call. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.